Councilperson Balk?
Present.
Garing?
Here.
Hanford?
Present.
Gamble?
Here.
Williams? Steima?
Here.
Cutabat?
Here.
Please let the records show that Councilmember Williams is not here due to an urgent matter. He is out of town. Councilmember Garing?
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Councilmember Williams' absence this evening. I would be looking for a second.
Second. Okay. Councilmember Garing has made the motion to excuse the absence of Councilmember Williams and seconded by Councilmember Gamble. Councilmember Hanford?
We're speaking about attendance. I wanted to make it known that I, several months ago, signed up for the foster care, some training. My wife and I are active foster parents. We signed up for some foster care training conference in January. So that third session in January, just want to let you know. That's why I won't be present at that.
Okay, with regards to the motion, approving the absence this evening, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Please join me for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This portion of the meeting is set aside for comments from citizens. It's an opportunity for citizens to speak to City Council on any issue except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. You're welcome to address Council, and we ask that you would offer your name and address for the record. Please limit your time to 5 minutes. I don't think we've got to sign up, but if there is somebody in the office, audience, please.
Hi, Vicki Mullen, 10312 210th Street Southeast, Stone, Washington 98296. I'd like to take this opportunity as one never knows who may be attending next week's meetings. To thank John Steima for his time on council and his service to the community, but also take a moment to thank Tony Balk, who is the senior oldest or something, and has been here
long serving.
That's right. For I believe 12 years, and that would be 3 full terms, which is the longest I think that anyone has been able to do. Quite some time.
12 years ago.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just wanted to take an opportunity because knowing that it looks like you probably passed the budget tonight, I don't know whether the business would be on and there might be some that skips next week. There we go.
I'll come back to listen to you twice.
Anyway, I just wanted to take a moment to thank you both for serving and thanks for all of you.
Anyone else like to address council? Okay, seeing none. We'll move on then to the business and action items. And first this evening is the consent agenda. I see no light. Oh, wait, there is a light. I'm sorry. Councilmember Cutabat.
Sure. I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All right. Motion to approve the consent agenda has been made by Councilmember Cutabat, seconded by Councilmember Steina. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Sorry to do this to the members of the audience, but we do have to go into an executive session for the purpose of pricing of property. And do you have the RCW number on there?
I do. It's RCW 42.31.110.1C.
How much?
10, 15 minutes.
Okay, we'll say 15 minutes. And thank you for that.
Is it 10 or 15?
15.
Okay.
Come on, EDU knows.
for the record. I had to make it clear.
Thank you. I am going to make a motion to approve the letter of intent discussed in executive session with the next core group.
And authorize the sign.
And authorize the mayor to sign the letter.
Second.
All
right.
Okay, a motion has been made by Councilmember Herrian and seconded by Councilmember Pettibat to approve and authorize the mayor to sign a letter of intent with the next core group. Any other discussion, comments? All right. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Give me 1 second here.
I'm asking the council to approve this ordinance, which is amending section 9.03.020 of the Monroe Municipal Code, amending the RCW 98.60.045, changing it from first degree criminal impersonation in the first degree to criminal impersonation in the second degree. It's basically a cleanup of what we've done before. Changes from a felony to a gross misdemeanor.
All right. Councilmember Gary?
No, thank you. I don't believe this has come before us before. Is there a time constraint on doing this tonight? If we did a first reading tonight and the second reading next week, is that okay? Or are you asking for us to waive the rules and...
I would ask that you go ahead and pass it, because if we arrest somebody in the meantime, we're in a felony situation rather than in a gross misdemeanor situation.
We also moved several items over because I'll be on vacation and there's a process for ordinances afterwards and nobody will be around to do it. And so we took some things that seemed to be pretty easy.
Sure. I move that we waive our rules and make this the first next item only as a first and final reading.
Second.
Okay. So the motion is to waive the rules and make this item a new business item number one, the first and final reading. Okay, on that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So then we will need a motion to approve the ordinance.
So moved.
Motion's been made by Councilmember Gehring and seconded by Councilmember Ball to approve ordinance number 033-2011. And for the record, I'll have the city administrator read the official title.
Ordinance number 033-2011, an ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, amending Chapter 9.03 of the Monroe Municipal Code relating to the offenses against peace, morals, and safety regulations, setting a time when the same shall become effective.
Councilmember Federer?
Thank you. Chief, I just want to clarify. I thought I heard you say change it. Do you mean just add a second degree category? There'll still be a first degree?
There will still be a
first degree. And then you're just adding a second.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, new business number two, resolution adopting the 2012 fee schedule. City Administrator Brazel.
Thank you, Mayor. We bring this fee schedule before council several times a year. We review it and make changes as necessary. The changes proposed for you this evening are in regards to the fire department. They had some changes regarding permit fees and the like, and the same with the finance department. The changes were pertaining to the increase in sewer rates that were adopted in 009-2011. So this evening we're looking for a motion to adopt resolution 2011-025, establishing fees, fines, penalties, interest, and charges for 2012.
So moved. Second.
All right, motion has been made by Councilmember Ball, seconded by Councilmember Cudmack, to adopt resolution 2005-025, establishing fees, fines, penalties, interest, and charges for 2012. Councilmember Cudmack.
Thank you. I just had a question about the monthly sanitary sewer charges. Just curious, because in city, residential and commercial are charged the same as government facilities, but then out of city, residential and commercial are charged quite a bit more than government facilities. What's the history behind that, or is there a law, or Brad might know?
I'm going to yield to Brad.
Okay.
When was this? 4 years ago or so, about? When we were discussing whether or not to serve sewer outside city limits up north of town. There was the desire by the council to encourage people to annex prior to getting sewer. So they made it double rather than 1.5 times as the water rates are. Also feeling that water was more necessary than sewer because you have to drink and you can always do a septic system when you're out in the country. The reason they kept it for the government facilities was they already had the sewer connections and were being charged historically 1.5 times, and they were the only people outside city limits that had it, and that the fairgrounds and the district court and the sheriff's office were the three facilities that were governmental. So it was thought that that would make a class of governmental outside to keep them the same rates that they were, and then to discourage residential development that needed sewer outside city limits to make it double rather than 1.5 times. And then since then, we've also basically prohibited the connection to outside residential to the sewer system. So
I'm just trying to understand. We've made it we don't connect it, but we charge them more?
Well, there's no one currently in that class.
Okay. So
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah.
We don't allow it, but there's a class.
Yeah, because there is the provision, even though we went through a temporary ordinance that prohibited connection outside city limits, that expired, I think, the end of 2009. And so the current ordinance or the current code says that the city council can allow it if they so choose.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
Greg. Any other questions? All right. Seeing none. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we are moving on to final action.
question, the additional places that we are picking up garbage for which the estimate itself was trying to be made. The library, there's a list of other places where, I'm trying to remember how we came up with that list, or was that something that was presented to council? I remember a debate about the library, and we talked a little bit about the fire department, but I think the Y was on there. There were a couple other things. I'm trying to remember, I don't remember putting a couple of those places on that list, so I don't know if it was a staff list. I know there was discussion, but I don't remember like voting on something like that, so you can help me remember that.
That list was in the old contract with waste management. We no longer pay for the library, the Y, or
food bank.
So which one? We do for the food bank because it's a city owned building, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was the reason.
But we don't do the library.
Not the library, the Y, or fire. Because,
no fire.
No fire. So, but I remember in the past we did, and now we're not.
Yeah, that list that we provided in the summary was the list that previously, and I should have clarified which ones we were not providing any further. I believe we're not, which was not on the list. I think the senior center we were paying for at one time, and we're not now.
Well, in the old contract, we didn't pay for any of them.
That's true. But they were being picked up under the city's service.
Yeah, I imagine that was negotiated in the last contract.
Yeah, I just know that they are paying for it now. Mark,
It was new
for him.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. With that said, I don't see any other lights. We'll entertain a motion to approve ordinance number 028-7. Ordinance amending 2011 budget is second final reading. And Dodd?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Well, that's entertaining motion. Thank you. Okay. Motion's been made by Councilmember Cutterback and seconded by Councilmember Steiner to approve ordinance number 028-2011. For the record, have City Administrator Brazel read the official title.
Ordinance number 028-2011, an ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, amending the budget for fiscal year 2011 to account for additional revenues and expenditures, providing for severability, and establishing an effective date.
Okay. Any other questions or comments for myself or for Diane? Senior Lights, we'll take a vote on the motion. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And as stated in my summary, our apologies for the miscommunication. I appreciate allowing this opportunity to regulate. Okay, final action number two, an ordinance adopting 2012 budget, second final reading. Diane?
This is the same as the preliminary budget, except with the changes that are noted on the cover sheet. And if anyone has any questions, again, I've done my PowerPoint presentations on the budget, so if you have any questions at all, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you. Dan, appreciate you answering my questions that I had earlier during the week. Or I guess for even today, perhaps. Again, as I've stated before, I'm uncomfortable paying for a full-time position out of unassigned general fund, and would hope for a more creative way. What was any additional thought or given to where that might be able to be paid from instead of, or is that really just the best option that was there to pay for that Parks position? Using the
unassigned,
it just doesn't seem like a sustainable thing.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. It's basically we've cut everything else out of the general fund budget except the senior center with that payment, which wouldn't be enough to fund a position.
Sure.
But other than that, all discretionary stuff is cut. And so we couldn't come up with any more creative ideas. Our hope is that through economic development activity and the economy slowly coming around, that our revenue situation will improve. Perhaps something that council can look at next year is maybe forming a subcommittee or assigning to the finance committee the task of looking into other revenue sources. There's a few things we could look at. They may be unpalatable, but they're worth at least looking at, you know, a B&O tax, changing the business license structure to being a head tax instead of just a flat fee. There are some different options the city could look at that maybe the committee during the course of the year could look at and hopefully find a way to generate new revenues for the city, and that would start funding on a more permanent basis.
And I appreciate that. The it's not a sustainable thing, and that it doesn't feel responsible to do this. And I understand. I appreciate that we cut everywhere else. We're going to find ourselves right back in the same spot next year, trying to figure out how to do this because we don't have the money, you know, to do it. And that's I'd love to avoid that. And that's why I hope that there would have been some other way to pay for this that was sustainable and helpful over the course of the long term. But I guess we are where we're at. We have a certain amount of unassigned general fund, and then we have our, and there's the new name for it, but also called the Revenue Stabilization Fund. I don't remember how much is actually in that fund, but I believe we dipped into it to pay for a lawsuit earlier in the year.
What's in it right
below
now?
It has gone down in many recent years. Being used, my personal preference is that we use that to help replenish that, but we don't know what's coming, you know, down the road with those kind of things, at least using some of it for that. So, if it's unassigned, if I understand correctly, it's unassigned. I mean, it's essentially sitting there, right, in case of something. I know you told me about it. I don't know if you have it for me. How much do we currently have sitting in there?
In the Revenue Stabilization Fund is $726,000.
Okay.
In the unassigned is $305,000
right now. We have okay. And the position was about, it was in the 70 range.
Yes.
Okay. Again, I hate to set a precedent paying for something out of this kind of thing. Overall, we need to pass a budget. But I hope that when we come to the same scenario again next year, that we can work hard to try and find a way that is sustainable too, so that each employee who's being paid is paid from a fund in a way that can be counted on each year, rather than out of our extra or emergency funds. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilor Simon.
Thank you. So at the end of the year, for some reason I can't find the number right now. The 3,005 that was mentioned, is that going to be at the end of this year or at the end of 2012, which you're projecting?
End of 2012.
End of 2012, okay. So basically we're paying for $200,000 out of the capital improvement fund from the park for a couple of positions there, correct?
Well, $200,000 of real estate excise tax money is going to parks that normally would go to. I don't know if it's funding positions, but it's the overall parks budget.
Okay. But the other is basically we had a proposed budget in October to cut certain positions, and then we put those positions back in. So we have funded it. It's not a matter of a one-time source. I mean, with that theory, everybody's job is a one-time source, correct? I mean, if you go by, just because something's in the unassigned fund doesn't mean that it's somehow, you know, I mean, we decide to fund every position every year. We can cut any position at any time that we wanted to, except for the mayor and us, I mean, because we're elected. But you understand what I'm going at?
Yeah, it's not that position specifically, but we'll be short. The idea of the budget was to have revenues and expenditures be the same amount. And right now, our expenditures are more than.
How much are we going to end 2011 with?
It's
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I've got it. like 279,000, I believe.
So if I'm following this right, maybe I'm missing something here, which wouldn't surprise me. But if we start, if we end the year at 279, and we're projected to end the year at 305, then maybe it's basic math, but it seems to me that we're going to run 20,000+ above as far as expenditures and revenues. Am I being too simplistic on that? You understand what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
Presenting a balanced budget even with adding people back in.
Well, that's that extra is what we're thinking is going to come from people, departments coming under budget, coming in under budget.
Okay. But we're accounting for that in the budget that we're proposing, correct? So we are actually going to have, if these things come through, we're actually going to have more than when we started. To me, if we have more at the end of the year than we started the year, we ran a surplus. Again, I'm just trying to be very, elementary. So I don't think we're in any way, we went through a budget process and we were going to cut some. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. The 279 was, that's actual. Expenditures are still under operating revenues,
Okay. Then we hit our goal.
Yeah.
With adding these people back in.
Would you yield for a comment?
Except for the 200,000 we're taking out of capital improvement. Sure.
Councilor, sorry.
Yes.
Thank you for yielding. My comment there and what Penn had just said is based on the hope that they'll come in under. It's still not a guarantee. And expenditures could be over what's budgeted and then we need to deal with that. So nothing as far as that's concerned in black line. And if we have this unassigned balance, why don't we just, send it to Parks? Why use it out of, I don't think we can actually do that because it's federal fund. But, I would just suggest us doing that instead. I mean, if we can't, why take it out of unassigned, put it where it belongs if we're going to do it that way? Otherwise, it's kind of shifting around.
Even funding those departments, a lot of it has to do with the health savings and changing the health plan, because with the budget that's before you right now, the expenditures are less than are 30,000 less than the revenues, and after that you still have 300,000 left over.
So,
and thank you for your
So in the budget itself, these positions that were added back in, they get put back in the parks line item, right? I just wanted to make sure. So when somebody looks at the budget as of January 1, they're going to see these positions that were added back in, except for the janitor, the custodian, I'm not sure. That they are going to be listed under that fund, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we were... So we began the year with only about 25 or 50,000, if I remember correct. We're ending the year with 280-something. And we're going to end next year, if everything works out well, 305. But it's like any budget. I mean, nobody has a crystal ball. So I think we're at least building in some wiggle room for ourselves. And so I think that it's, I think we're being responsible. I think that we're doing what we can there. And so I think where we're at is a conservative position. We still are allowing one works or parks position not to be filled. Even though it's come through different means, we're still, Mike, we're still going to be operating with one less parks person, correct?
2012, yes.
What's
currently and for 2012, yes.
So we're just maintaining the level of service that we've had for the last month or two at this point. So I had one other question. We had at one point discussed a seasonal worker. Was that for the Parks Department? I believe that that option is available to us. Is that correct? Gene, is that correct?
It would be available if all the park positions that are currently in layoff status are filled, as I'm understanding.
And since all the layoffs have been over we had had a discussion on a philosophical level about the idea of having someone full-time mowing the grass. That was kind of what we, Tom had mentioned. I know he's not here tonight. I don't think I'm going on a limb. He's mentioned it numerous times about that. So I do think that bang for our buck, if we are allowed to, is to have a, and we're not going to get in any problem, is to have a seasonal. I would like to even give the parks part of the person that they have lost back is to hire a seasonal. I think that would give us the best bang for our buck, and we'd have, when it's growing, they can be mowing, and you know, we can do some of the parks but not have to, you know, give, you know, what a full-time employee would require. And I think that's part of our contract. I think that's part of what we can do. If I've researched it well, and again, I'm not trying to make declarations from up here, but I do think that it would help our parks department. And I know that there are lean economic times, but we also want to, if we're going to promote what we're trying to do here, if we can do that for $15,000 or $20,000, I think it would be beneficial and something that we should at least think about. And obviously, I won't be here, but I mean, it's something that doesn't have to be done in this budget. It could be done in 3 or 4 months. It doesn't have to be done in this budget, but I think it's something to keep in mind as we get closer to the time when mowing is, you know, more necessary. So I'm not going to push for it tonight, but I think it's something to consider and something to think about as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Councilmember
Gill. Just for my clarification, so we're looking at 305,143 is the projected ending fund balance for the unassigned ending fund for 2012.
Correct.
279 is the actual for 2011.
Well, it's the estimated for 2011. Yeah.
Okay. What are we? And we're tracking. Is that what the what are we tracking? It's the estimated for ending of 2011 is 279. The unassigned. Do you know what we're tracking at for 2011?
I mean, we're very close. We've got 2 weeks left.
That's asking the question.
We're tracking.
Are we going to come in at 2 seconds? The unassigned, I mean, we're not.
Are we dipping into it now?
Yeah, correct.
No, that's what I'm estimating that we'll be at the end of the year.
Okay, that's on. Okay. Thanks.
And so by all records at this point, mm-hmm. there's nothing that we see is going to change that at this point.
So that's going to carry.
279 will carry.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it may be $10,000 more or less.
But 270, you know, yeah, I got you. Yeah. But the two, whatever's in there is going to carry.
Yes, yeah.
Thanks.
Councilmember Kedebeck.
Thank you. Diane, do you have the sales tax revenue for November? Do you know what was that on? Was it over? Do you have that
information? Sales tax. For November, I have not received. Do you mean the sales tax, the amount
we
received?
Yeah, just the actuals for November. Do we have actuals for November, how we ended the month? Is that included as actual in this 279? We have a couple weeks left.
I think it was a little bit lower because there was an adjustment the state made because they had made an error on a previous month.
Okay. Have we seen the actuals for November?
Are you referring to what we get from the state or what is sold in November?
Well, just our budget for November, how on and how off we are as far as sales tax revenue.
Because what we receive, if I'm not mistaken, in November is what actually is collected in that book.
No, 2 months. There's a 2 month lag.
We don't have that yet.
I haven't done the reports for November yet.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
You'll probably get them next week.
Okay. Just curious if we were on, because that's our biggest revenue source as far as sales tax revenue. So just curious how we were tracking on that.
Yeah.
Mike, what's the time frame for a seasonal parks person? Like, what does that look like?
typically, would be bringing in seasonals anywhere from March through September, and we've had in the past where we've had a position that term, and then we've also had shorter terms where they're like May, June, July, 3 month terms. So we can have from 3 to 6 month seasonal positions.
Okay. I direction for us to go in instead of replacing that full-time person that went. So I would echo Councilman Snyder's comments about that, but I would wait until kind of as we get closer to the end of the first quarter to take a look at that. Thank you.
Okay, no other lights at this time, so would I entertain a motion to approve ordinance number 029-2011?
So moved.
Second.
A motion has been made by Councilmember Simon and seconded by Councilmember Hanford. Wait, I lost your name on here. I'm not used to saying it. And that motion is to approve ordinance number 029-2011. For the record, we'll have City Administrator Basil read the official title of the ordinance.
Ordinance number 029-2011, an ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, adopting the budget for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2012.
Any other questions or comments? With that, we will take vote on the motion. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
This was originally on the schedule for next week, and it was moved because he is not going to be here. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Williams hasn't had a chance to weigh in. I assume he's going to have some thoughts on that. I'm just going to suggest we move it to January 3rd. It's not time sensitive in any way, shape, or form. And so if we need a motion to do that, I'll make it. Otherwise, if everybody's okay, let's just move it to January 3rd.
What issues did he have with it?
Giving him an opportunity to weigh in.
Well, I thought everybody knew what it was.
I'm not talking about the public, I'm talking about the
public. If you're making a motion, I'll second.
That I will move to table the conversation until January 3rd.
Thank you.
Table.
All right, motion has been made by Councilmember Deering, seconded by Councilmember Gamble to table the ordinance adopting term limits, the second and final reading until the January 3rd meeting. All right, seeing no lights. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, lastly and final action here. We need authorization for the mayor to sign a one-year contract extension with Teamsters bargaining units. The Public Works Parks Supplies and Office Clerical. Ben?
You said it. We were just looking for a one-year extension and MOU for the three bargaining units, the Public Works, Parks employees, Supervisor employees, and Office Clerical employees for the Teamsters Local Union 783. Reviewed it before they had voted on it and agreed to it. Just need the mayor to sign it.
Okay, that's pretty special. Last week,
we do have copies for council. We received them late in the hour, so I have those here if you'd like to pass those around.
They are just the parks, but they're all exactly the same. The one I passed out.
We want a separate motion for each bargaining unit, or you think one unit or one motion for all bargaining units?
If you want to be safe, let's do one for each.
So I that was give council a couple seconds here to look over. Again, from discussion last week, staff returned to bargaining units did meet and voted on the proposal that is before you.
motion authorize the mayor to sign one-year contract extensions with the Teamsters Public Professional Office Clerical Employees and Drivers Local Union Number 783, representing Public Works and Parks Employees.
Sorry.
Clarification of 763?
Oh, I'm sorry. Local Union 763, representing Public Works and Parks Employees.
Okay, the motion has been made by Councilmember Gearing and seconded by Councilmember Camper.
Sorry.
Any questions? Comments? All right. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. City Administrator Rosalie, you want to read a motion for the other unit? That way we'll just have a council member.
There's supervisory employees and then there's office and clerical employees according to the
state's paper.
If I saw before, I'll just keep going. Motion to authorize the mayor to sign one-year contract extensions with the Teamsters Public Professional Office Clerical Employees and Drivers Local Union 763, representing supervisory employees.
Second. All right. Motion's been made by Councilmember Gearing and seconded by Councilmember Steiner. Comments or questions? All right. With regard to the motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Councilman Gearing, you still have the floor.
Thank you. Motion to authorize the mayor to sign one-year contract extensions with Teamsters Public Professional Office Clerical Employees and Drivers, Local Union Number 763, representing Office Clerical Employees.
Second.
Okay, motion has been made. Councilmember Gearing, seconded by Councilmember Cutaback to approve the MOU for representing the Office of Clerical Employees. All right, seeing no lights, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nothing. I mean, if you have any questions, it's work's going well down there, so things are progressing. They haven't run into any large tree stumps like they did in the last development we did, our last upgrade, so things are going pretty well down there. So.
A lot of heavy equipment. I see we see it every day driving by. My son's very interested in all the stuff going in and out. So.
Are we sending the street sweeper down there more frequently? With all that heavy trucks and construction,
you're there.
Typically, no. That was a concern that was brought to us. We would definitely talk to the contractor about that, and that would actually be routed through John. But I could bring that forward if you live in the neighborhood. So does Councilmember Gearing. Let us know.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot more dirt.
Okay.
We know it's going to wind up from the stormwater system. It's going to run right back into.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for letting me know, and I will definitely pass it along to the PM, and we'll address it in one way or another.
Especially lately, since I've noticed it lately more so.
Makes sense. It's winter time now.
Yeah.
Mike, any comments?
No, I don't have any unless there's any questions for me.
Planning, Brad.
is here. Any comments on your...
No comments.
Jeff, too.
What is Hill Street going to be done?
Oh, that's coming up after you're done. But if, since you brought it up, June, you can't read that in the paper. So the we made a valiant attempt to get it paved the week after Thanksgiving. They brought up a paver from Oregon in order to do that, and they got the side streets done, and then it never warmed up enough for the main stretch. The asphalt wasn't warm enough for them to get it paved. So basically right now we're in the process of suspending the contract probably until April 1st, and then they'll be back in after that to finish the paving. So it'll be 2 inches lower. There'll be the little ramp things like they had on 522 when they were doing that work at both ends, and then it'll be open and people can drive up and down and park on it and things like that. And then in April, they'll when it warms up and stops raining, they'll pave.
But when will it open? I mean,
well, hopefully by Friday. And that's what we're shooting for. We're just working out the details with the contractor.
That will be that will be wonderful.
Yeah.
That will
be nice.
Yeah.
Jeff, economic development.
The one issue that we've been working on is the Hill Park agreement. The contract is being finalized between city attorney and the applicant's attorney, and we should be bringing it forward next week if the agenda allows.
I have contacted our database software vendor because the utility, if you're talking about utility payments, that part is a separate online thing, and I told them we're ready to go, let's implement. And so
oh, great.
I'm hoping right after the holidays we'll be able to do that. That'll be nice because you'll actually be able to go online. Your account, your account history.
Thank you.
This has been a major shift for us from where we were in the past. We had one person here at the city that administered the website, and none of the departments had control over that. Now that's changed. Each department has control over the website as far as what they want to put on there. We have a policy that we're putting into place that will come for the group here soon. Comments or ideas they want to share, please bring us forward.
Okay, you're seeing the website tonight as it stands before you, and as it will go online. And I think it's great. I appreciate council's input, and especially staff's diligence and hard work in the final product here. So. Although I guess. All right. Well, then. We'll
sure of how to ask this, so I fumble a little bit. Okay. I have a question about in a past employment situation. Is there any way to go? How would you go into executive session on something like that? Is that appropriate? Mr. Tosca. Doesn't have to be tonight, it could be next week.
So you might have a private conversation, and then after the private conversation, you'd be down next week again.
Could I ask tentatively?
So we'll put employee issues? I don't know.
Yeah.
Employee something.
And after the conversation, Mayor, the city administrator, can get something on the agenda or take something off the agenda? Does that go to my council? So that might avoid some landlords.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll also, as you get your question, we'll confer with
legal. I just wanted to be very appropriate.
I guess we ran out of agenda. There's no one other is. So on the third, we do have the oaths of office. Just want to point out the newly elected council members again. Davis and Camp will be joining us for that evening. There was a request to get a Judge Lyons has asked to oversee this swearing-in. And so we'll have a visit by Judge Lyons on that evening. And so look forward to that. Anything else, Gene, for the extended?
That's it.
Yes, the 17th is the week that I will be at that conference. I'm interested to be present when we discuss the moratorium on cannabis, and we propose having to move back to February 7th. It looks like
we
will have a meeting.
On Halloween, yeah. We have only 60 days to have that. That's a public hearing, Clay.
Yeah.
We only have 60 days from last week to have that public hearing. And since we don't meet on January 24th, we're going to have that during that time. We can have it sooner. We can have it on the 12th. But we were thinking of the purpose for that was to give us the ability to prepare and have
this
public notice.
This spring,
small correction.
Yes,
you have January 3rd and 12th, so that'd be the 10th.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Information difference or not?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so, council, I guess it's up to this council to decide then if you would like to move that back to the 10th, but.
I need to kind of count. We have to have 3 weeks in advance for the advertising.
So the notice would have to go out next week when you're gone?
Yeah.
Or this
Friday?
Well,
this Friday.
I send it to them on Thursday, and then it would go out.
Because it would be the 20th, the 27th, the 3rd, and we have it on the 10th.
Yeah, that's 4 weeks.
That's 4 weeks of enough time.
So we can move that to the 10th?
I have no objection.
The ordinance states the 17th.
Okay, so you already.
She did.
I put that
it's
date
in
the ordinance.
Yeah, so then you can't.
Okay. No. It was as determined by
the
city clerk.
It was the motion that was made.
Okay.
So we determined a different date, then that's mine too.
So if can we move to the 10th, if your research shows that it's in the ordinance, then we go with the ordinance.
Okay. If we don't take the vote, the motion was for the city clerk to adjourn that date.
Okay, but I put that date in the ordinance today. I typed it in. Or am I thinking of a different ordinance?
We'll check on it.
Okay, I'll double check.
We'll know actually. Okay, council is here. Opportunity for anybody, councilmember Campbell, councilmember Teta.
Yes, I had a comment from a community member who was asking that this council approve the resolution to recognize Jamie Bindle. Killed last January 29th, and to have a resolution to recognize January 29th as Jamie Bindle Day, and to ensure that we lower the flags of mass during that day. So I'd just like to bring that forward as a possibility. That. Yes.
Can we do that next week?
It's a resolution,
right?
Resolution.
Right.
Right. Big deal.
Yeah, I believe this. We'll check on, I believe that we have the power to do half mass. Typically that order comes from the governor's office. So we'll check on that portion, so at least having a day recognizing and remembering Officer Bendel's untimely death is a great resolution, right? And my feeling is that the governor will also direct on that.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Council, anything else for this evening or for conversation? Okay, Councilmember Teta.
Just that everybody, I think, received the email about the elected official essential. So I'm just hoping that, you know, some of us can attend, and I kind of forwarded this to Jean to see if it was something that we encourage city officials to do. I was going to go myself, so we have that to the other commenters.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and then?
I sent that out. Is
yeah.
That right? So there's room to attend, and it does fill up, but the idea is for you to certainly go.
Right.
So.
So do we, I guess the question is, do we run it through the city? Do we have you register us? Do we register ourselves?
I can handle it on my end, so
awesome.
Definitely. If you just send me an email that you want to go, or if you just yell at me now.
I'm yelling at you now.
Okay. I'm happy to pencil you in.
Thank you.
Yep.
It's really good.
Anyone else interested? Just please let Ben Portland know. WARTHAN.
Yes.
Oh, we go back in our search.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Councilmember Stein.
Could I make a recommendation that if the new council members and even returning council members are not able to go to something like that, that they maybe have an hour to sit down with the attorney and just kind of, I know it would have been helpful when I first started out, I had a little bit more help with something like that, or you know, it's just a suggestion. It might be helpful. What? Are you okay? That's great. If you are, then that's fine.
Ben.
Yeah, on the 3rd, we're going to have WCIA come in and give a training on the council do's and don'ts. So
I think that's good, and we had that. But I think just to sit down with our attorney, just to know exactly how we do things. Obviously, you guys can do everything that's good.
So in addition to?
What's that?
You're saying in addition
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I think in addition
okay.
to. Just a thought.
So is,
right.
is not Lou live? Lou's coming on the 3rd?
Karen, but I can't remember the last name. It's not Lou live, unfortunately. I tried, but.
He's fine. With
the yeah, oh yeah, he's the one.
Take that into consideration. Thank you very much. Okay, without